Not trying to rush the season, but it is November and there's actually snow on the ground in the state. So it's not too early to consider the holiday season, like Thanksgiving. Amy Diaz has been thinking about it. Amy's the editor of The Hippo, and she joins us to talk about some unique things happening around New Hampshire this weekend. Hi, Amy.
Good morning.
So Thanksgiving already.
Yes. Well, you know, some people have been thinking about Thanksgiving since maybe May or July. That's when you need to get your baby turkeys if you're going to grow your own turkey for Thanksgiving.
Okay, there's plenty of buzz around urban or suburban chicken farming these days, but I think raising turkeys is a new idea for some.
Well, you know, so they're having a workshop this weekend, Raising Turkeys in Your Backyard. This is sponsored by the Northeast Organic Farmers Association. It's taking place in Peterborough on Saturday from 12:30 to 3. And I was talking to some of the organizers, and they said that there's definitely a rise in the popularity of people looking to raise turkeys, either, you know, people who do it sort of as a hobby in their backyard or farms looking to do it as part of what they sell commercially.
Now, what's the reason?
It sort of all comes from the same place, which is that people want to know more about where their food comes from. So we're looking to, you know, get closer to the food that they eat.
Now, I imagine it's not raising turkeys isn't for everybody. I mean, it takes some work.
It definitely does. And the woman who is going to be leading the workshop, she has raised some turkeys before. She said that they're probably a little more work than chickens are. So, you know, they're going to go through all of the different things about raising turkeys, how to purchase them, you know, the different problems you could run into, as well as the butchering process.
After that job, you may need a drink. And you had something in your notes here this weekend that's going on that maybe a lot of people don't know too much about, and that's brewing your own beer. But that's another growing trend.
Yes, absolutely. And they're celebrating Learn to Homebrew Day over at the Concord Co-op Market here in Concord on Saturday from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. It's going to be Kettle to Keg, which is a home brewing and winemaking supply shop out in Suncook. And then members of the Concord Area Homebrewers Club, they're going to be getting together. They're going to brew a couple of batches of beer in sort of two different ways, kind of the easier way that a lot of people start out and then one that's a little more complicated. And then just talking to people about, you know, how to get into home brewing techniques, things like that.
I imagine that, you know, it takes a basement with all kinds of, you know, kegs and lots of equipment. I mean, how easy is it to start brewing?
Well, I spoke to someone from Kettle to Keg, and he was saying, you know, the cost to get started, the initial kit to do that pretty much includes all the equipment you need is about $90. And, you know, if you really are into microbrews and high-end beers, this can be a way to sort of economically try out different flavors. Then you can branch out as you get more skilled.
So there's the bird, there's the beer. Now we need to set the table because presentation is everything. There's an event going on in the Seacoast that I saw in your notes that involves tablescapes. What is that?
Yes, this is Tablescapes, the Art and Design of Entertaining. And it's going to be Saturday and Sunday, Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Sunday from noon to 4 p.m. at the Jarvis Center out in Portsmouth. And, you know, when I first heard about this event, I have to say I was kind of picturing in my mind maybe some really pretty table settings. But after I spoke to one of the organizers, it really sounds to me like, you know, the ace of cakes of table design or the cake boss, where you get something, sort of a blank canvas that is the table, and then they get really elaborate with the design.
These are over the top.
Absolutely. She was telling me that one of the groups is their theme is going to be breakfast in bed. So they're actually going to bring in a mattress and put that on the table and then sort of build up a big scene from there. The group putting this on is Arts in Reach, which is a group that tries to bring the visual and performing arts to girls in junior high and high school and to give them different experiences within the arts. The girls from this group are actually going to be doing one of the tables. So you're going to get to see all different kinds of designs, mostly with an eye towards sort of holidays and entertaining. There's going to be some chocolate tastings. They're going to talk about, you know, cheese and cupcake design. And then if you want to try to make your own table a little more elaborate, they're going to have a napkin folding demonstration. So, you know, all sorts of ideas for the holidays.
And we'll have links to these events at our website, nhpr.org. Amy Diaz is editor of The Hippo. Thanks, Amy.
Have a great weekend.